Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Florida man exposes himself in public after asking a woman to take his picture. A 36-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala, he came into the country illegally, was arrested for the second time for the same crime. He goes up to women, says, "Can you take my picture?" And if they're nice and say yes, then he whips out his male copulatory organ. So a Florida woman and her 11-year-old daughter, they were in Martin County. They were taking pictures of holiday decorations, the Christmas lights and everything. And a man asked to have his picture taken using his cell phone. And like he was going to get pictures of himself with the lights. And she was nice and said she would do it. And then once she took one photo and then he gestured below his waist to get her to look down. And when she did, everything was out in the wind. And so she immediately notified law enforcement. He was arrested before exposed himself. And he apparently, I mean, this is, he had asked two women to take his picture literally almost a year to the day and did the exact same thing. So Homeland Security Investigations, they put a detainer on him. He was going to be charged with illegal reentry after this other case concludes, but oh my gosh. And they think that there's probably more victims that this guy has. That's so weird. Why are people like that? Just stop it. Stop being weird little perverts. Weird. A Lyft passenger was arrested after a shocked driver found him naked in the back seat. The suspect told police that he quote, got a little naked after he was overcome with a, quote, feeling. Oh, gross. 48-year-old passenger, who was not named. He was picked up in Lakeland near Tampa, and the driver heard a strange noise from the back seat. He was shocked to find that the passenger had taken off all his clothes, and he immediately told him to stop. He contacted the police and reported that Lyft actually, you can notify Lyft with a button, you know, like if you're a driver. They contacted police, said one of their drivers was in a very uncomfortable situation. And the suspect said, yeah, he only got a little naked. And that was, you know, that's all. No big deal. So he was charged with exposure of sexual organs and he was taken into custody. What is up? Like, is it a full moon? Like, what was happening? Yeah. Good night. Let's see this. Here's one. This one may be one for the books. A meth-smoking Florida man attacked a mattress in a jealous rage. Fort Walton Beach. A Florida man used a bedpost to attack a mattress because he thought it was a man hiding. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, they reported that 37-year-old Felipe Oquendo was saying that he thought that his girlfriend was cheating on him. And he thought the mattress was a man. And so tried to beat it to death. He literally ripped off a bedpost and then locked the bedroom door. She was able to escape, and then he beat the mattress. And then he later admitted to having smoked meth. Obviously, if you're looking for a convenient, affordable way to access medications and treatments you can trust, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. Whether it's the flu or parasites, cancer support, or general well-being, All Family Pharmacy's online service makes getting the medications you need hassle-free. With All Family, it's simple. You can choose the individual medications that best suit your needs or opt for one of their comprehensive treatment packages designed to give you everything that you need in one convenient order. And every order comes with a doctor's prescription included. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or any other effective medications, they have it all. And you can get fast shipping with most orders shipping in 2 to 3 business days. Medications start as low as $3 per capsule, making it really easy to take charge of your health without breaking the bank. No insurance needed. You can skip the paperwork and get the treatments you need directly. Stock up with their emergency preparedness bundles and access over 200 medications online anytime. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code DANA10.
On the way here, I was on the phone with my OEM team, and we now have guidance coming from the state. And that guidance does say two different things. First of all, if there is a downed drone in our vicinity, we are immediately to call the bomb squad of our county. And second, our fire department has been instructed to make sure they wear hazmat suits.
So if something falls out of the sky that people have seen, and some of these things are as big as an SUV, if that happens, you're to treat this more than a plane crash. It's treated like an attack on the homeland?
That is correct, because they're not quite sure if there's a payload or not. On the way.
What? They're not quite sure that it's a payload. Okay, I got concerns. I got concerns. Where's the good old boy network? Get them out here. Call them up. Because they needed. Okay, first off, let's greetings and salutations. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. This is like a what came first, the chicken or the egg question. Is it seem like there's more drones flying out and around everywhere, or is it that people are just paying attention to the fact that there are all of these drones flying out everywhere?
I think it's both.
Kane,
I think there is
both.
More, and now more people are paying attention. I think it's both.
So you think it goes both ways?
I think it does.
Because, I mean, it especially like in some of the airspace that I've seen them, they've said that they've been flying like near military bases. I mean, this is like restricted stuff, right? I mean, this is like restricted, you know, areas. So I've got concerns because I'm like, well, if you and I flew a drone over there, what would happen to us? Because you have to register them. That's the other thing. Like, are these not registered? And if they're not registered, like, I was under the impression that, oh, if you don't register your stuff with the FAA or the appropriate agency, then, you know, you're going to get it shot out the sky. That's kind of what I was under the impression.
Do you want a little morsel of how deep I got into the rabbit hole on this over the weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Is this what you did all weekend?
Well, not all weekend. It's
okay,
just that,
so
you know.
That's Kane for yes.
I had a little. I may have bought more
what?
Reynolds
what?
Rap.
Get into it.
Well,
aliens, right? Tell me.
There was a rabbit hole that said that, hey, imagine these are, you know, obviously they're not shooting them down. They're over our military bases. It's near military bases. It's clearly us, you know, up there with those FAA lights and everything. Under that assumption, there was talk of radioactive material being shipped into the United States.
Okay, that was one guy's,
now, hold
like.
On. That wasn't just one guy's.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you always do this?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Why do you always
go
do
on.
This?
Go on.
So. They are our drones at night. The only time you're going to fly at night, because as a drone, you're not going to see much unless you have special detection equipment, i.e. looking for radioactive signatures while in the air. So that was one of the rabbit holes that I went down.
So
Saturday night.
Because I saw that, and it was this dude, for those of you who are not following the drone thing like Kane or IR. I mean, I'm not saying that I stayed up like, you know, till 1:30 in the morning reading about drone stuff. But maybe I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning reading about drone stuff. I don't know. Look at the timestamp of some of the audio I sent you.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, none of us did. But it's just, you know, I don't know. I
wasn't able to verify what that guy's saying, the guy we're talking about.
Because he was a guy who worked, he worked in aerospace engineer, something like that. It was some rando's thought process on social media. And of course the media sees a rando and they're like, it's a slow news cycle. We gotta publish and print everything he's saying.
That is true.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. So again, welcome to the program. We've got, oh my gosh, a lot for you today. It's Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast. You can also follow the radio program on the simulcast of the radio program. You can find that out, Channel 347, DirecTV, the chats at Rumble. You can find us on X, all those good things. And we got Ketanji Brown Jackson on Broadway. We got Palace Intrigue. We got all kinds of stuff. It's the week before Christmas. Half of you are mentally checked out. I'll be real, y'all are. Half of you are mentally checked out. And that's okay, because it's the season. You know, it's the season, right? So we're going to get you set up as we roll into Christmas, all those good things, and get you all set up for the week. It's going to be our show the last week before Christmas. I'm going to warn you, it's weird because the news cycle's dry, except for like every time we do this, there are always one or two wild stories going into Christmas break. And the drone thing is one of them. And I am obsessed, because you guys know I'm obsessed with ancient aliens. I'm obsessed with aliens. One of my dream vacations is to get my photo pictured right outside the gate where after you go past it, they'll shoot you at Area 51. Like Kane and Ivy, I planned a whole road trip from Vegas once in SHOT Show, going all the way up the 2 hours that it would take to get to the area, to Roswell, and then the little truck stop outside and the little hotel and then all this. And you get, I know where the gravel road. I mean, I know all this. I'm totally on a government watch list. Listen to me. I sound like Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia right now, like his stalker wall. That's what I sound like. So I know where the, I'm obsessed. So I'm like, I really desperately want this to be aliens, because if it's just us looking for radioactive stuff, that's super boring, unless there's a kaiju somewhere in New Jersey and that's what we're looking for. Because, you know, as you know, according to canon, canonically, kaijus, they feast upon radioactive nuclear things. And so that would make sense. That's kind of a stretch, but here we are. It's 2024, you know, just saying. So we got a lot. I did say Ketanji Brown Jackson on, how do you guys send me, what in the world? How do you guys send stuff this fast? Already, I got to come. Like, what do you mean, Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court on Broadway? Yes, we'll get to that. That was quick. We'll get to it. So as we, we got a lot of stuff to hit. Just trust. All right. So first up, like we said, we've been talking about all this drone stuff. There was one. Listen to this. Is this, we played three coming in, right? That was audio somebody three.
Four.
Okay. Play three. This is Channel 7, ABC affiliate. It's a glowing orb on camera in the New Jersey sky. Look at it.
You know, when things like this are happening, it seems like everyone starts to look up, like my crew and I have been here in Mendham recording this video that you're looking at right now. We have no idea what it is, if it's a natural phenomenon, because it could be. But this is why so many municipalities are now asking people to reach out and send their videos to them or to experts who might be able to sort out what they're seeing in the skies. But I guarantee there are so many people looking up and making those recordings, because this mystery.
So for those of you who are not watching the simulcast of the radio program, so back in the day, it's still there. It's called the Magic House. It's in Kirkwood, right? First neighborhood I lived in after I moved out of my house. And they had this thing, and it was, what was it? It was like the static electricity ball where you touched it and your hair would stand up. Oh. And everybody would touch it, and they would get their photo taken, and you'd put it on a pin saying, I visited the Magic House, right? So it looks like they sent that up into the air over Jersey. That's what it looks like. It looks like the Magic House orb completely. Juan says it looks like a lens flare. Or, guys, the obvious answer here, it's aliens. Just saying.
Gotta be
aliens. See, you all are going to be surprised when, like, the saucer lands, when they finally feel safe enough to land in our high crime planet. And when they get out and they're like, who is your leader? Take us to your leader. You all are going to be surprised. Your girl's not. I'm just going to be like, I expected this. I saw it coming. Sup, aliens. You know, don't laser nuke us, bro. I can't breathe. It's just so much more interesting if it's aliens. If it's just like basic government stuff, how long have we lived with basic government conspiracy theories, right, that go nowhere? Show us some aliens. Just saying. All right. So, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, here's a military drone expert. He says he knows in audio soundbite 7 what is happening here.
This is that guy.
Oh, this is the guy. Okay. This is the rando. That's what I thought. This is the rando This is the rando that was on X who is taught. I don't know. Maybe it's an interesting theory. Just go ahead and listen.
I'm making this video because I have figured out
this is a different guy.
What the
we
drone
lied.
Situation is. I was in the Army, active duty. I worked on drones. I was a maintenance NCO for some surveillance drones. And before that, I worked on the Apache, the Kiowa. I know aviation. So what people are not noticing is that you have two separate types of drones and two separate types of things in the air right now. First off, the drones that you see with flight lights or anti-collision lights or the things that the FAA requires, those are drones that are probably operated by the United States government. Now, the orbs that you've been seeing on the internet, that is the reason why all those drones are up there. And that is also why the government isn't telling you what's going on. And that's because the drones that you see that look like regular aircraft, those drones are up there to get some information on the actual orbs.
Yeah, it's aliens. It's aliens. It's all aliens. I don't care what this guy. It's, you know what? I'm also not a military expert, but I am an expert in stuff I see in the sky. Like I can look up and I'm like, that's a bird. That's the sun. That's the moon. That's a cloud. That's a damn alien. I can look right up and see it. That's my expertise. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. I will say this News Nation reporter, Audio Soundbite 8, was like, he said that his entire view of this changed because he witnessed 50 of them. You need to watch this. 50 of them flying into the Garden State from the Atlantic. Watch.
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, I got to be honest here. You know, when this story first came out a few weeks ago, as a resident of New Jersey, as a journalist, I didn't pay it much credence. I thought it would turn out to be a bunch of pranksters and this would all be over by now. The experience I had last night, however, changed the way I feel about this story completely. What I saw was more sophisticated than I ever imagined.
More sophisticated than he ever imagined. There's video, and there are different videos and different photographs of like a whole herd of them. I don't know what you call, like, if it's a bunch of crows, it's a murder of crows, right? I don't know what you, just a bunch of drones, a buttload of drones. How about that? It's an actual measurement. It's a metric system. So there was video, showed them all coming in from the Atlantic, and that was kind of creepy, right? That was a little creepy. But then I'm like, how did you get that footage? Did you send a drone up? How many of that is just drones watching for drones? And then how many of them are, you know, the UAPs?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I wanted to, there's two, I wanted to get this story. It's from The Hill that we had last segment. Saved over. Millionaire boomers are less likely to share their wealth, according to a study. So it's their money. And who is you? 45% of wealthy boomers, they say, intend to enjoy their fortunes while alive. And they said that millennials plan to share their fortune. Good job for you. You can't take it when you kick the bucket. So what are you doing? Like, who cares? Who cares? They said millionaire millennials and Gen Xers are twice as more likely as boomers to prioritize sharing. I don't share. First off, I didn't even teach my kids to share. Do you know why? Because it is all about mental conditioning for socialism. And I think it's overrated. If you want to play with the toy that my kid has at the playground, buy your own damn toy for your kid. I don't care how mean it sounds. I don't do that. I'm all about kindness, but I don't believe in this forced idea of sharing. You don't have to share your wealth unless you want to, because forced charity is just resentment in action. And it is not anything biblical or anything or kind. That's all it is. So cry harder. Let's see here. Apple is taking heat over a false AI generated news alert. Luigi Mangione had shot up. There was apparently like a fake thing that went out. I could have probably said that's false, you know, looking at it. He hired a powerhouse attorney. Nobody who makes the moves that he's made is going to know. An open AI whistleblower was found dead in their San Francisco apartment. Yeah, he was blowing the whistle on AI, and there was a ton of lawsuits over its business model. The 26-year-old, I'm sure it was just from old age, right? I'm sure it was just totally. Oh, I don't know. He accused OpenAI of violating U.S. copyright law while developing ChatGPT. All kinds of like lawsuits were filed. The medical examiner has not released his cause of death, but they said, well, currently there's no evidence of foul play. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Apple plans thinner foldable iPhones to revive growth because they've been plateauing. That will happen when you release basically the same phone every other year, I gotta say. I got the new phone. I don't think you need to get the new phone. If you got the 15, it's fine. The 16 does not any. I mean, the camera's not bad. I think the cameras have gotten worse. Am I the only person who thinks that? I think the photos actually are worse. Yeah, I do. I actually do. But they said that they're gonna change and they wanna revive growth. Because they've only done drip incremental upgrades over the years. So now they want to introduce a super thin iPhone that you can fold in half. I might be interested. You know, I like gadgets. Let's see. Hawaii's population continues to decline as more people move to California. And you want to know why? Because the high taxes, the insane cost of living, and the incessant Democrat leadership has ruined everything. That's why. That's why. And then they go to another state that has just the same thing. A passenger stood for a 7-hour flight, and a lot of people were talking about it. It was a 7-hour flight, and they said she wouldn't sit down. They said that she stood in the aisle for the entire flight. Maybe she had just, you know, had surgery or was uncomfortable or has deep vein thrombus or something. She didn't bother anybody. She moved out of the way when she needed to. I wanted to touch on this audio that I, it's the Raphael Warnock audio or interview. Interview that Raphael Warnock gave, which was pretty wild. He, was speaking about abortion. Now, if you remember, Raphael Warnock has always been very, very far left, right? A very, very far left, a huge abortion supporter. And he had given this interview where he said he supports abortion because it's what Jesus would have done. I put this up on Facebook and a lot of you lost your minds, deservedly. He was talking with MSNBC and he was on her program this past week. And he's now we know that he's further on the left because we know where he stands on abortion and we know that he's been supportive of it up till the moment of birth because he was the guy who sponsored that Senate bill that was going to codify a taxpayer-funded abortion on demand up until the moment of birth. And they slipped it, or he sponsored this provision. They were slipping it into the really weird name, Women's Protection Act, which was just goofy. It had nothing to do about protecting women. And he defended it. And this was during that when he was facing off against he was in fighting for the Senate seat. And he was going up against Herschel Walker. And remember that whole thing and his fight with Herschel Walker on that. So he was asked about this. I want you to listen to this audio. This was him talking to Joy Reid. And this is how he justifies it. Remember, he calls himself a quote unquote reverend. Listen.
It's one of the things that's on the ballot. And, you know, I get a lot of pushback from people who seem to think that they own the interpretation of the gospel. But I've been studying the scriptures my whole life. I'm committed to the faith.
Really?
And as a pastor, I have a profound reverence for life. And as a pastor and a person of faith, I have a deep respect for choice. And I still think, as I've said time and time again, that a patient's room is too small and cramped a space for a woman, her doctor, and the United States government. But if we care about life, you know, black women are dying 3 to 4 times the rate of white women in childbirth, as a result of childbirth. And so if you care about life, we ought to find a way. That's a place where government could show up.
Yeah.
And address the obvious bias in our healthcare system.
It's what Jesus would do.
I think it's exactly what Jesus would do.
Senator and Reverend.
Wow. 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 First off, I don't know where he gets that weird. I keep hearing that statistic, and I've seen it, you know, on a number of different entities try to debunk it or put context on it. What he just said there is one of the most demonic things I think I've ever heard. Now, again, his position on abortion, I'm not exaggerating when I say up till the moment of birth. The language of the proposal that he had sponsored was just that, up until, I mean, quite literally, as the baby is being delivered through the birth canal. That's demonic, because you should have made up your damn mind. First off, if you're an abortion supporter and you like to say safe and rare, shouldn't you made your mind up, like, I don't know, a heck of a lot earlier? Actually, the question is, shouldn't you made your mind up when you were looking at what kind of prophylactic to use or what kind of birth control pill to use or what kind of million other things that you have at your disposal that you could have used, or when you just engaged in the act anyway? So I'm not exaggerating when I say he believes in murder. This is not just abortion. This is murder. Abortion's murder, but this is like the baby's alive and here on earth. Oh, let's kill it. Don't want it. Decide I didn't want it. That's how far this, and every Democrat senator agreed with it. They were all co-sponsoring it. So that's why I say the party has gotten so extreme on this. That's not just, I'm not exaggerating. That's pretty extreme. And it's incredibly extreme. When you look at Democrat voters, they actually don't support it after 15 weeks. They don't support abortion after 15 weeks. So even by Democrat measures, that's super extreme for the left. But that's where every Democrat senator was. Not to his point that somehow it's what Jesus would have done. That's what Reed said. And Warnock goes, yeah, I think it's exactly what Jesus did. That's literally the opposite of what Jesus had said to do. In your womb, I knew you. Do not murder. I mean, it's pretty clear. And I just found that absolutely reprehensible. Even the devil can quote scripture. And the fact that Raphael Warnock can label himself a reverend is proof of that. The fact that he can just do this 30,000 foot, I'm gonna cherry pick what I want to cite out of the Bible and not provide any context or just pretend that it affirms my worldview. That it's demonic. And there is a great warning biblically against people like Raphael Warnock who are cosplaying as shepherds of the flock and misleading people, leading them astray. The Bible is very clear all throughout the New Testament. You have a millstone thrown, hung around your neck and thrown into the sea, the depths of the sea. If you cause one of these little ones to stumble, he wasn't just talking about children. He was talking about people new in faith. People were coming to Jesus. Wow. And there is a there's a serious level of accountability for people in positions of shepherding. A high level of accountability and a high penalty for it when you abuse your power and you mislead people. And that's there is not anything rude or hateful that I could say about Raphael Warnock that is even going to compare to the penalty that awaits him upon his death. Because the good Lord above is that there, it's pretty clear. I guess he missed that part of scripture. You know, I guess he missed that part of scripture. Maybe it was when he was hitting on his wife or something. I don't know. Beating on her. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't have time to read it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.